a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
A full hour of coverage of tonight's semifinal showdown. This is KSL's Unrivaled.
The Jazz Clippers semifinals.
Here's Alex Carey and Scott Mitchell on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
That's right. Welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Carey, Scott Mitchell in the air, getting back to Salt Lake City after welcoming his newest grandbaby into the world. And we're super excited for him. He'll be back tomorrow night.
What goes through your head?
What's up?
Well, when you have your first grandbaby, what do you reckon he's thinking about? Like,
oh, he said no. He's like beyond excited.
Okay, good.
No, I mean, like,
because I'm worried if I get to that point,
no,
I'm just gonna be frightened.
No.
Like, I'm that old.
He's
like,
not
this
that
is
guy.
Where I'm at now.
No, he's not that guy at all.
Okay, good.
He's 100% like, I can't wait. I'm gonna be there. And he went out to North Carolina where his daughter and her husband live. And then boom, there you go.
He's on his way back.
New baby. And yes, sent pictures and everything, so we're really excited for him. He'll be back tomorrow. Tom Hackett is the voice you hear on the other side of this. And we're all in the studio together. We're all feeling good. Across the street, people filing in for the Jazz watch party.
It's really cool. I always forget they do this.
Yeah, it's
in
great.
The playoffs. It's awesome. There's quite a few people trickling into the Viv this evening.
I'm asking for some score score predictions. 57500 is the text number. You can weigh in, give us your thoughts. I want a score prediction, and I want the X factor. So give me the score, give me the X factor. I'll give you an example. Boyd Matheson, host of Inside Sources.
Good friend.
Here we go. 112-104 Jazz, but not because George Niang has a good game, though I hope he does. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you got to hang your hat on George Niang, we're in a bad place. Readjust your sights. We got to figure our lives out.
No offense intended, of course, to the minivan.
Minivan. We don't want to go, hey, man, if that eighth man shows up, we're going to be okay.
Hey, if you want to shoot a text.
What's Mione doing tonight? I want to see if he has a game, then we're going to be all right.
If you want to add to the text reasons why Kiri needs to calm down about the game,
yeah,
feel free
out.
To. Hey, how you feeling?
No, I've been calmed down all night. Like I said, I've got
what are you
people,
talking about?
I've got people talking me off the ledge. I got Boyd going, we're going to be all right.
We were prepping the show, and you were in all sorts.
Because
I'm struggling.
Because I am one of those guys that goes, oh, my gosh. And I'm not saying it's over. What I'm saying is there's that part of you that goes, oh, boy, 132-106, they figured us out. We're frauds. It's that imposter syndrome.
No.
Look, it's like when you go, there's no way we shouldn't have been in this place. We're not the best team in the NBA.
Here's the way I think about it, this game in particular. I think, okay, I do think the Clippers probably are the more likely team to win, given the fact that Mike
tonight.
Conley's out.
Tonight.
Given the fact that Mike Conley's out and Donovan may be a little banged up, as Ben said, he's certainly not going to be 100%, which is scary. But at the same time, if the Jazz can find a way to win this game, it's over. The series is done. What, 3-1? You're going to say that the Clippers are going to come back?
I'm not saying they're going to come back, but they did it before. But I will say,
it's a win.
Coming back to Salt Lake, 3-1 would be devastating for them because the Jazz would have.
Oh, it's over at that point.
The Jazz would have three games. Although we told ourselves that last year, didn't we? 3-1 up to the Nuggets, and we go, well, they got three games to win one.
I didn't feel good when I said that.
And they didn't do it. Oh, just now you had a little shiver of not feeling good about.
I don't like saying the series is over when it's not.
Right.
3-1. I feel bad because I feel like I put the jinx on them.
All right. 575-00 is the text number you can weigh in. Oh, a couple nice numbers here. Again, people giving a lot of points to the Jays. 121 to 111. A little double-digit win down in L.A. That'd be nice.
No. That's Donovan, not happening.
Donovan Mitchell, 32 points. He had 30 the other night. He could have easily had 40, but Quinn didn't let him go back in the game. They would have been garbage points at the end.
Is he a superstar?
Absolutely. If you've not been...
Without question?
He is definitely...
That is a legitimate question.
He is definitely like the 1B best player in this whole series. Kawhi Leonard hasn't had... I mean, Kawhi Leonard is the number one superstar in this series. Donovan Mitchell is actually, in those first two games, showing him up, obviously. Game three, it went the other way, but I absolutely... Last year, he started to become a superstar. The only way he can get to superstar status this year is to at least get to the finals. You have to be in an NBA finals for the rest of the world to see.
I think we put way too in America we put way too much of an emphasis on stat lines. And I think if you look at Donovan Mitchell's stats, I think you could easily make a case that he's a superstar caliber player. But if you just watch the Utah Jazz play with Donovan Mitchell on the floor, without question, almost every single night, with a few exceptions, he's the best player on the floor.
Mm.
I think he's a superstar personally.
I do too, and I think that he was already there. And the problem is that asking someone to be sort of donned that superstar status in this market just takes longer. The application goes; it takes a lot longer to go through and be approved.
Of course,
in the NBA for the NBA, powers that be to officially don you a to kind of coin you a superstar. But we all watch it, and every time you watch these games on TV, what do all the announcers do? They go, "This guy is insane." And I was listening today to national pundits who are going, "Nobody can guard him, but you just have to kind of figure it out." Even Kawhi. He'll get by you. I mean, he just has a way of getting to everybody who's on the floor.
Here's the kicker for me when it comes to... I think at times, late in games, he can become a little too one-dimensional and it's too easy for opposing teams to shut the Jazz down because they know Donovan Mitchell's going to have the ball in his hands and he's probably not going to give it up. And it's kind of similar to what's happening from a team standpoint at the minute when you watch the Jazz play specifically in Game 3. They were throwing up way too many threes and weren't finding enough points in the paint like we talked to Ben about. So it's fascinating. There are a lot of storylines.
Keep them rolling in. Ooh, Jazz 108, Clippers 114. Look,
that's a safe call.
I think that they're the Vegas favorites, right? I mean, they're four and a half point favorites going into this one. Jazz up by two, 110-112. Gobert will play as he did in game one of the series, as will Slow Mo Joe.
Was game one the block? I get the
Which
game one.
Which block? I mean, because
the Rudy Gobert block at the end of the game that won.
Oh, yeah. That was game one. No, that was game one.
Rudy was not good game one up until that point.
He was okay.
Oh, he was okay.
I will tell you, the block of that game was Derek Favors sending it into the bleachers.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
That was the one that everybody really... Jazz 110, Clippers 106, another prediction here. And they also include Joe and Rudy right here. It says, X-Factor is Joe. He needs a fantastic fill-in for Mike. Get Rudy at the rim. I'll say that Rudy, I can't stand when he tries to bring that ball below his waist. He just shows how... not strong he is compared to some of these guys who he's up against. Keep that ball above your head. Put that thing straight in, fella. I want Rudy with 18 points, 18 rebounds tonight. That's my prediction. Gobert with at least 18 and 18.
Oh, my word.
I mean, he had 20 rebounds the other night.
You know what I thought's fascinating in this series? I think Bogdanovich defensively has been interesting. Bogey. I think it was game two. They threw him on a Kawhi and Paul George, and he actually did reasonably well. He was really quite good, and then, but he hadn't really shown that the rest of the year. And then they tried to do the same thing game three, and it didn't really work out for us. So it'd be interesting to see how Quinn handles that this evening. Who do they put on? Because obviously you've got Royce O'Neal is going to take one of the two, and then it's kind of pick your poison, I guess. Who do you throw on? Do you throw Joe on Paul like you have in the past? Or does Bogey get a run? What about Donovan? His ankle might not be ready. It's going to be fascinating, Kerry. I'm looking forward to it.
My son calls Slow Mo Joe, a.k.a. Joe Ingles. He calls him Homeless Joe sometimes.
He looks a little disheveled, doesn't he? I'm sorry, Joe.
Hey, look. Cooper's got a sense of humor. All right. We'll take the break here. Keep your text rolling in. Jazz predictions. Our MVPs are next, including something that you... likely have never seen in a golf match. Stay right here with us. More to go. Tom Hackett filling in for Scott Mitchell. We're taking your Jazz Clippers predictions game four as people stream into Vivint Smart Home Arena to watch it on the big screen across the street live from L.A. So we'll take the break here. We'll come back. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.